Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2017 in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Mannington space, and I'm with Ed Duncan, the president, and Joe Amata, the vice president of design. You guys doing okay?
We're doing great, Kemp.
Yep. All energized, ready to go.
Well, we do this every year, and I got to tell you, as usual, this is a beautiful space, and we'll get to the minute about some of the trends behind what you've done from a styling perspective. Let's talk real quick. Mannington last year went through a centennial celebration, and it was a fantastic year-long party. Talk about how business was in 16.
2016 ended up being a very good year for us. I would say we really started out strong. I think the industry in general started out the year strong last year. There was a bit of a lull in the during the summer months and early fall, but came back strong in the fourth quarter. So all in all, we had a very good year last year. We're very happy, especially because last year was our centennial year, and so we kind of set out to try to make it a very strong year for us, and a year really that's going to catapult us into the next 100. We're feeling good.
So are we writing that off as just a mid-year election year jitters? Is that what caused it?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of theories about what caused that, and I don't think that anybody, you know, truly knows. It certainly the election that we went through didn't help things. Yeah. But I think that now things are settled down, and there's maybe a bit more normalcy back into the marketplace now.
You know, you're a privately held company, and a couple things to mention about that. One of the neat things about that is that, similar to your channel to the consumer, they're all a lot of family-owned companies, and so you have a great connection with your channel, don't you?
We do, and that's really been, you know, part of our DNA for all this time, and I think that it's number one why we feel so strongly about protecting the Mannington brand with especially flooring retailers, and why we focus our efforts on that channel. There is a connection between ourselves and a lot of the owners of the individual businesses. We get it.
Yeah, so let me reiterate, you won't find the Mannington brand in the home center, will you?
That's correct.
That's,
right, that's
correct.
Okay.
Let's real quick talk about 2017. What's your outlook for what you think business is going to be like?
Well, I think that we're really optimistic about 17 right now. You know, I don't know that we were, I think, nearly as confident maybe going back 2-3 months ago. But the way the year has ended up, we've got a lot of momentum in the marketplace right now coming out of this fourth quarter. A lot of the retailers are feeling the same thing. January has started out to be pretty good a month for January. So, you know, with all of that, we feel pretty optimistic that this is going to be a good year.
Okay, let's go to what we're talking about at Surface this year. Most people know Mannington is in every hard surface category: resilient sheet, LVT, WPC, engineered wood, laminate. So, Joe, tell us, and I think the theme that you've got going on this year is the shape of things to come. So tell us what's going on there, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Kev. The shape of things to come really has been driven by product this year, because if you think about what we usually try to do our best at is color and character and design, but format plays a big part in it as well. And this year we're offering a huge array and variety of different formats. What I mean by that, in the hardwood, long wide planks that are 7 foot long, 7 inches wide. In LVT, in our Duramax line, we're introducing a rectangle collection, 12 by 24 tiles. In our sheet vinyl, we have hexagons, we have a pattern called lattice, we have a deco pattern, so it's about pattern and format. Things are changing, and then you have to keep up with the styles of what's happening, and I think with our products, we're given that opportunity. We're even looking at previewing some neat ideas for LVT, where we're going to be showing different shapes coming together to make patterns for LVT, so we're excited about it.
Okay, so different shapes. You talked about rectangles, obviously squares. What are the many shapes you're talking about?
Basket weave designs, hexagons, mini tile insets. I mean, these are throwbacks from many, many years ago that they're coming back again. And I think when a consumer now has more options with format and pattern and color, she gets excited again about wanting to redecorate her home.
Yeah. You know, when you look at all the different hard surface categories you're in, you know, you get a good feel, you being here at Mannington where you sell it all, you get a good feel for which products are growing and which products, you know, are maybe being cannibalized by the others. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, where are some of your strong areas with Mannington?
You know, I think probably the area that gets overlooked because there's a lot about design, a lot about format, but it's color. And you have to stay on top of the color trends. And if you looked at hardwood colors over the years, they were more mid-tones, darker colors. But if you look at some of our new introductions this year, it's a more lighter palette. Off-whites, beiges. White floors no longer mean it's by the sea or at the ocean. It can be across the whole country. So it's about color, and okay. Color changes.
All right. So, and that's across all hard surface categories.
Yeah, one follows the other. I think what we learned from one trend, we put it across all our categories.
It's actually hard to walk through this space and tell without touching what each one of these products are. And even when you touch them, it's hard to tell, right?
Well, that's our goal, is to make every product category look the best it can look. And then you buy it based on performance and cost and value. So we just try to make them all look great.
All right, Joe, it's great to be with you. Again, been talking to Joe Amata and a minute ago, Ed Duncan. Joe being the Vice President of Design, and we're at the Mannington space, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLA.net.